This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Hello there, and welcome to a very special edition, I guess you could say, of Women on Waves. We're calling it WOW, Laugh Out Loud.
Laugh Out Loud?
Yes, Geoffrey.
Ah.
I'm Anita, of course, and I'm again joined by Geoffrey. And what we're doing is we're leaving some comedy snippets for people to access while I'm away from the
just
show.
Just to keep you entertained in the interim.
So I thought what we'd do is record some fun stuff from people like Alvira Kurt.
Yeah.
Kate Clinton.
Right.
And Suzanne Westenhofer.
Oh, Suzanne Westenhofer, yeah.
So it should be a good selection. Regular listeners have probably heard them all before, but I just couldn't resist leaving some for you.
Yeah.
So I think we might just start off with Alvira, who's a Canadian stand-up comedian born on December the 9th, 1961.
Wow.
Yeah. And she's of Jewish-Hungarian descent. She's hosted several Canadian TV shows, including the game show Spinoff and the satirical talk show Pop Culture with Alvira Kurt.
Ah, okay.
None of which we get here, unfortunately. Yeah, no. She's openly lesbian, and she's credited with coining the term fella girly to describe herself and other lesbians whose style is a blend of butch and femme, as opposed to strictly one or the other.
Yeah.
Alvira studied animation at Toronto's esteemed Sheridan College.
Mm.
Somehow she wound up as a stand-up comedian.
Yes.
She performed at the inaugural We're Funny That Way comedy festival in 1997 and appeared in the festival's documentary film in 1998. She's been a regular feature at Michigan Women's Music Festival over the 40 years that it's been in existence.
Yeah.
And also now on Olivia Cruises.
Oh.
So I've got her to look forward to.
You certainly have.
I'm away. Mm-hmm. Whilst being best known for her solo stage work, she has appeared on The Tonight Show with Jay Leno, as well as a series for Comedy Central, HBO, Showtime, CBC, CTV, and the Comedy Network.
Now there's a list.
Yes. Her one-hour TV special, I'm a Big Girl Now, was nominated for a Gemini, which is the Canadian equivalent of Emmy Awards.
Oh, okay.
And she is also a popular judge on the Second City's Next Comedy Legend and is a frequent guest on the CBC radio show The Debaters. In 1999, she released her only CD, and we're going to treat you to a couple of tracks from that particular CD.
Mm-hmm.
In this segment of podcast.
Yep.
So let's have a listen first up to Aging Sucks. And this sounds like one right up my alley.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't tell how I feel about anything anymore, you know? All I feel like is that I'm getting older, and that's really starting to wear on me. There's nothing graceful. I always enjoy people saying, oh, as you get older, you'll start to enjoy yourself more. No. It's not happening, all right? Because when you get older, I don't know if you're noticing this about yourself, but your skin starts to change. That's the first thing, you know? Mentally, you may be able to appreciate who you're becoming, but your body's taken off. Your skin starts to lose its firmness, you know? You start drooping and dimpling. Basically, your whole head is receding. You know, when I open my mouth to brush my teeth, I shouldn't see my skull. That's not graceful, that's cruel, isn't it? And the hard part about getting older, it's not even happening in a uniform way, is it? I'm still having to deal with stuff left over from my teen years. Now, why, please, why am I still getting pimples at an age where I now have to deal with back fat? What good is this? It's for when you fall on the ice. Doink! Oh, there I am, I'm fine. Bounced right back up again. And I think the most annoying thing about getting older is that I'm not getting anything in return. Do you notice that? As you age, you just lose everything. If I must lose all these things, then give me something in return. Make it worth my while. Right? If I have to lose my youthful vitality, please give me something back. I would be much more willing to accept sagging tits if, let's say, I all of a sudden acquired X-ray vision. You know we have the technology, let's use it! Let's give senior citizens something to look forward to. Oh, geez, Grandma, it's a shame you're incontinent, you have cataracts, but look on the bright side, you're bionic. Must get to my walker. Spring! I know you're wondering how old I am. I just gave it away. I remember bionics. Do you remember when bionics was cutting-edge technology? Just move your hair. Oh, that's so advanced. It seems so quaint now, you know, because everything's advancing at a rate I just can't keep up with, you know. I'm so overwhelmed by all this technology. The internet blows me away, you know. When I turn off my computer, I feel like it's learning things without me. And some of the stuff that you can find on the internet doesn't even make sense, you know. Can anyone in this room, for example, explain to me why Tampax has a website? What the hell is this for? The last place I want to be when I'm bleeding is my computer terminal. Oh, geez, the cramps have kicked in. I better head over to the MaxiPad chat room. If for no other reason than to type in, kill me, colon, frowny bracket. Because we can advance things, it doesn't mean we have to. Have you noticed that our toothbrush is evolving? The most perfect tool ever invented, the toothbrush. Its genius is its simplicity, right? Stick, bristles, leave it alone! But it's too late for that now because it started years ago, the toothbrush, didn't it? Oh, when we weren't even paying attention, that's when they added the blue bristles. Do you remember? The blue bristles. They were put in so that we would know when to throw away the toothbrush. Because, oh my God, before the blue bristles, wasn't it so mind-bogglingly complex to eyeball the wear and tear on your fucking toothbrush? But now they're starting to tamper with the handle. Have you noticed that? It's becoming all streamlined. With all these foamy rubber grippy bits on it. They tell us it's so that we will be able to keep it on the counter. Well, you know, I don't recall having a problem keeping my toothbrush on the counter the way it was. It wasn't like I'd approach brushing my teeth with impending doom. Oh my God, here comes the part where I've got to put it down. Okay, please, please stay where I put you. Ah, it's fallen. Why? Why do you do this to me? I encourage you. I will you to stay on the counter. Do as I say. Ah, please. Why are you always falling? Why can't I do this? I'm so incompetent. Please. You know, I'd love more than anything to put my toothbrush back into its holder, but you see, that hasn't changed its shape. I swear, tonight you're going to go home, you're going to look at your toothbrush, you're going to bust a gut. Like, oh my God, she's not a comic, she's a prophet.
New look on toothbrushes for sure.
Yeah, well, we kind of wandered around a bit. We started off talking about how aging sucks. And then we did the bit on the bloody internet. And we finished up with a little diatribe on toothbrushes.
Well, yes. Yes, so, it's enlightening.
It is indeed. I think we ought to take a bit of a breather and then come back and we might put down some more Elvira.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Good idea.
All right.
Hi, this is Anna Gutmanis, and you're listening to Australia's home of out and proud music with Anita and Women on Waves on Joy 94.9.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station Joy 94.9.
Well, you ready for some more Elvira, Kurt?
I certainly am, because that first bit was good. So,
yeah. This next one you may have heard before, because I've combined these two tracks on a comedy feature.
Before?
I think probably while you've been on the show.
Yeah. Okay. It's there's so much comedy.
The first track is called Playground Flashback.
Okay.
And the second part is Removable Body Parts.
Oh, that's going to be interesting.
Yes. So let's have a listen now to Elvira Kurt from Kitten with a Wit. And as I say, those two tracks, Playground Flashback and Removable Body Parts. Here she is now.
Yes, we did live, but barely, didn't we? You want the ultimate proof that there's a difference between the kids growing up and our generation? Stroll past any playground of today. You'll see what I'm talking about, huh? Everything's built low to the ground with little wood chips or faux mats to break their fall. All the sharp edges have tire pieces on them to make them all cushy and bouncy. Everything's made out of molded plastic that fits together in interlocking pieces, brightly colored. Nothing sticking out, everything short, soft, cushy, bouncy. Not like the instruments of torture we grew up with, huh? Do you remember our playground? Steel beams embedded into cement. We had 8-foot-high monkey bars on concrete. Hey, build it like a rocket. They'll climb to the top. What if they fall? Oh, their heads are soft. They'll bounce. Hey, they survived the cribs, didn't they? Let the little one-eyed bastards play. And we had things in our playground. Do you remember we had things you could actually convince your little friends to hurt themselves on? The swings were perfect for this. Go higher! Go higher! Jump! You're running up to the lifeless body of your best friend, poking it with a stick. Get up! Ah, you suck. A teeter-totter, huh? With the right weight differential. This was a perfect catapult into traffic, wasn't it? Add another kid, aim for the highway. Teeter Totter was pretty much the chunky kid's revenge, wasn't it? You want to get off. Some poor skinny ass kid trapped at the top. Please! Oh, please! And I'm sorry, but I don't even want to think about the sadistic mind that invented the slide. Do you remember our slide? Do you? Vertical. Not even a hint of an angle, just a vertical climb 3-4 stories into the air. On those rungs that were that nicely polished rounded metal, and well, gosh, you remember how good the tread on our sneakers were back then, huh? Just a little bit less than the toothbrush handles of today. You're slipping off with every step. You fall off, you're hanging on like a barn door, aren't you? Ah! All right, let's say you make it to the top, okay? Hypothetically. What waits for you up there? Oh, nothing. Just a huge hunk of metal burning up nicely in the noonday sun, huh? There's a fun ride down in your shorts.
Hit-aw! 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 Hit-aw!
Hey, you want to know why our parents are screwed up? They had wooden slides. And can you believe that they built this thing, let alone put it in a playground? Do you remember this thing? It was always left off to the side. It spun around. It was always in the middle of a groove of well-worn dirt. probably caked with generations of blood. It was always completely rusted. Whatever paint left on it was lead-filled, huh? 8 kids on this thing could get it up to warp speed. Some poor kid trapped in the middle, their eyeball moving to the side of their head. It wasn't a fun ride unless there was a kid flapping off it like a flag in the wind. Everyone just waiting, watching for those little fingers to curl off the bar. Well, this thing's so dangerous, it's gone now. It doesn't even exist now. They've all been dismantled. Now it's just a stump left with grass growing over it. Or you can take your little overprotected snot-nosed kid of today and go, yeah, that's where we lost Grandpa. I mean, the only thing left that's dangerous in the playgrounds of today are those stupid animals on a coil, huh? The real danger there is mostly that you were found being on it in the first place, just dying of embarrassment, Ron. Oh, God. But, you know, some kids weren't even lucky to make it to the playground, were they? These are the kids initially we envied, right? The ones that we thought were lucky enough to have a swing set in their backyard. Anyone here have a swing set in the backyard? Yeah, one or two. Not many left, are there? Like I said, initially these kids were the ones we envied. Well, I know I did. I always wish I had a cool enough dad to get me a swing set and put it up in the backyard. But let's examine the motivation of these really great dads, shall we? Sure, they went to the trouble of taking a whole afternoon to go get a swing set, spending the whole rest of the day putting it together, and yet for some reason, this really great dad didn't see the need to secure it firmly into the ground. Did he? Preferring to let it rest on several blades of grass. If you've ever been on one of these swing sets, you know you just have to sit and swing in either direction. It comes flying out of the ground. You're pinned by the neck to the garage. Daddy! Starting to rain! The kids are indestructible, huh? It's not like us. As you get older, you start to feel every ache and pain. I don't recall ever being sick or getting sick gradually when I was a kid, do you? Hell no. When you're a kid, you pretty much just run around till you fall over. Someone runs up to you, shoves a thermometer up your bum. Oh my God, it's 105, you're burning up. You're just lying there melting snow in the driveway. I feel fine. If anything, I'm a little itchy. 2 days later, you are back in business. It's very different, huh? In adulthood, boy, oh my God. It's very important now that we're adults to feel 100%. Anything less than that, you're pretty much excused from any kind of behavior, right? It's like, oh my God, I don't know why I came into work today. I'm only at 80%. And it's deteriorating as we speak. I better go home. I think I'm at 75 now. Do we have a stretcher? I may not be able to make it out of here on my own. And you can always feel it coming on. And always a cold is never just instant. It's like, oh, it's starting. I can feel it with that scratching there in my throat. I can feel the scratching. No, I'm not sick today, but tomorrow. Oh, tomorrow will be very bad. My cuticles hurt. Your friends are always all over you, aren't they? Oh, well, are you taking echinacea, huh? Oh, because echinacea is the thing. Take echinacea. What the hell is echinacea? Where did it come from? All of a sudden, it just appears we're supposed to chug this shit down without asking questions. Your friends are like, it's fine. Echinacea's fine. It's herbal. It's fine. Oh, it's herbal. You mean like hemlock? Herbal. And then there's that other disclaimer. It's good for you. It's Swiss. Oh, well. If it's Swiss, okay. Why didn't you say so? Jeez, the Swiss get lucky with chocolates and watches, and we just drink any crap they send over the ocean. Who knows what echinacea is? Probably just leftover boiled pieces of IKEA kits. We just don't know. Supposed to take it. Wouldn't it be great, you know, because we do, in keeping with all this technology that we're being bombarded with, wouldn't it be great to just invent removable body parts? Some night you're not feeling well, you just snap parts of you off and put something else in its place, you know, you got a head cold coming on, just unscrew your head. Hold it in your arms, cup it there like a big Tupperware bowl, root around for the problem. Oh, look, here it is, stuck to my sinuses, you little bastard. As long as you've got your head off, take your eyeballs out, rinse them under cold water. Oh my God, what a fantasy. Woohoo! put your head back on. It'd be so great. You know, you injure yourself, you just snap in the replacement piece. Some night you don't feel like having sex, just unscrew your breasts. Here you go. You know what? I'm not into it. Why don't you take these? Go have some fun. Reach between your legs. You know what? I really here. Why don't you go? What? The backside? Well, all right, but that's it.
I'm never going to think of IKEA kits the same.
No, she covered a lot in that.
She certainly covered some ground.
Tracks, didn't she? Okay, well, we're going to have to shoot through again, Jeffrey, but I'd like to say that I hope you've enjoyed spending this segment of Wow Laugh Out Loud with us here.
Yes.
On Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.